Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Thank you so much. Well, let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race? I mean, white, Caucasian, or black, African-American, or Hispanic?
Black.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
45.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Is that definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Or more important.
And is that much more or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because right now I think that our right now, Congress and Senate, the people that are currently in that are doing shit.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that again, please?
I feel like the people that we have elected in there right now aren't doing very, they're not doing a very good job.
All right, just let me 1 second. All right, thank you so much. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I think we need more progress. So I'm dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think that it has a lot to do with price gouging. So I think with the right person in the presidency, it will get better. I think it's getting better than what it was.
All right, thank you. And now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And the first one is banning assault weapons.
It's important. So what number did you say?
Using a scale from 0 to 10, how important of a voting issue it is for you. And the first one is banning assault weapons.
It's important. 10.
Thank you so much. Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth?
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 public school education?
10.
Thank you. Expanding treatment and revival services for victims of opioids and fentanyl?
10.
Thank you. Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share?
20. 10.
Thank you so much. And reducing crime and violence?
Then.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights and reproductive rights.
Then.
Thank you. And lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
20. 10.
Thank you so much. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two on this case. And the first one is protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping our hard-fought for fights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination and racism, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, or tackling inflation and improving the economy?
I would say all of them are very, very important. If I had to choose one, I would say that protecting our democracy.
Democracy. And, well, you may choose one more.
Protecting the women's rights. The one with the...
All right, thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is J.D. Vance.
A negative 100. 0.
Thank you so much. Michelle Obama.
100.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Majority of them, 0.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I would say maybe a 20.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump?
I have no, I mean, 0, like less than 0.
Thank you so much. And Jill Stein?
I don't know who that is.
All right, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Mm-hmm. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. And the first one is, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Are you agree or disagree with this statement?
Agree.
And is that strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. And the next one says, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
I agree.
And is that strongly or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree. It's already happening.
All right. Thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 61% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time. And I will try to be the briefly possible. Now, I like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. And the first one is improving K-12 public schools education. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Harris.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
Harris.
And is Harris much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Fixing the immigration system?
Harris.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Maternal health issues and disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women?
Harris.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. And the last for this, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Do you think that Harris can do it better or Trump?
Harris.
And is that
much
somewhat
better.
Or much? Thank
much
you
better.
So much. And next, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10, and the first one says, our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs and increases crime, drains the treasury, and overloads the schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
3.
Thank you. And the next one says, women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts with more than double their maternal mortality rate. And African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It's time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, for maternal health, and to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the last statement, our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative action to college diversity programs to business funding specifically designed to help minority and women business, to control over what we do with our bodies, they are fighting to our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back by supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. And the first one is Twitter.
No, I don't use Twitter.
Okay, thank you. Instagram?
Yes.
Thank you. YouTube?
Sometimes.
Thank you. TikTok?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school diploma.
All right, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say urban, maybe. Suburban, maybe.
Suburban, thank you so much. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever. I attend church online.
All right, thank you. And, well, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say moderate.
Thank you so much. And this is the last question. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.